Now, joining me in the studio is the LCAC Chair, that is the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee Chair, Tansel Rahman. Good morning to you, Tansel.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you in the studio. Now, Tansel, submissions are currently being called for and have been for the last week or so. Do you know if you've received many at this stage?
Yes, Katie, they're coming in thick and fast. Territorians have wanted to have a say on this issue have done so in the past and are exercising the opportunity to do so again. So we're getting lots of written submissions coming in and people are also calling into the hotline to be able to just verbally tell us what they want to tell us. And all of that forms part of the evidence base that will go forward with us towards a final report and hopefully some model legislation if appropriate.
And so will those submissions be published, those written submissions, and also the people verbally calling?
That's a decision for the committee, and in actual fact, that's a decision we'll be taking at tomorrow morning's committee meeting at 10 a.m. So one of the things on the agenda is confirming that the submissions that come through will, by default, all be public. If occasionally somebody writes into us saying that I don't want this to go public, then that's a thing we consider separately, and then we determine whether or not it should go public or not. But in the ordinary course of events, all the submissions that come through to the inquiry will be public and available online.
And so another meeting happening tomorrow morning. What else is going to be on the agenda for that one?
Well, tomorrow morning's big agenda item is essentially appointing a specialist legal advisor to help us on the journey, because what we're trying to do here, as I've said before, is not reinvent the wheel, but progress the agenda. And so what we really need in that regard is somebody to help us to get from all of Territorians' thoughts to something that is legally sound. And so tomorrow we'll be looking at some excellent candidates who are going to be helping us on the journey legally.
Okay, so by tomorrow afternoon we should know who that person is going to be?
By tomorrow morning we'll have made that decision, and a couple of days later we will, again on next Monday the 28th, have another meeting, at which point we will hopefully confirm and codify those meeting minutes. And so once that happens Monday week, I will be in a position to be able to make those announcements publicly.
That'll be good. It'll be good to find out exactly who that person's going to be. Now, Tansel, tell me, I mean, you've just touched on the further meetings taking place tomorrow, as soon as tomorrow, but have further meetings and consultations taken place, you know, with the community as well?
Not specifically with the community directly yet, because it's been about getting all our ducks in a row, as I pointed out before. So we've had a range of meetings. We last met when was it on the... Well, I'm forgetting anyway. But the bottom line is we're about to meet again tomorrow and again on Monday before the week of parliamentary sittings. At the Monday meeting... Sorry, at the parliamentary sittings coming up, the committee will also table an interim report to the parliament so that all members as well as the public are aware of where we're up to. But what we're essentially doing now in tomorrow's meeting and on Monday's meeting is finalising our public hearing schedule for remote engagement throughout the month of August.
Okay, so throughout August is essentially when those public consultations will happen.
That's correct, yep.
Do you have a fair idea yet of where they'll be, like if you're going out to specific communities and that kind of thing?
We have a working list of places that we're looking to go to, but it's very much contingent on community willingness, their availability, their interest, and some resource constraints as well. But at the moment, we're tentatively throughout August going to be in about 12 different places, including, non-exhaustively, Alicurang, Alice Springs, Borroloola, Maningarita, Nooka, Papunya, Santa Teresa, Tennant Creek, Warramyanga. There are a few others as well. And again, that is a tentative list, I should be clear, because what we're trying to do is not go out unannounced or uninvited. We've been going through a careful process of letting all the stakeholders out there know we'd like your thoughts on this issue. Mm-hmm. Would we be welcome to come and have a conversation with you? And it may be the case that some communities would prefer we didn't. Yep. But those that do want us to come out, we will certainly make our best effort and endeavour to get out to.
But so you're hoping to visit 12 different communities in August alone.
Right.
That's a lot. Do you feel like you'll be able to sort of do the thorough consultation that's required?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole point here is that the committee is working really well across party lines to resolve this issue for the Northern Territory. And that means that we have to be pragmatic about working within our time and resource constraints. And so, look, there are only so many places you can get in the working days in August. But pretty much throughout the month of August, every Tuesday morning, we as a committee will be heading out to a community and sort of coming back at the end of the week. And we've all committed to investing that time because we all believe this is an important issue that Territorians want us to get on top of.
Tansel, it's quite a time tight turnaround for the committee, I should say, in terms of reporting back to the government. I mean, are you confident that you're going to be able to really do the thorough consultation and then, you know, get something back that will hopefully mean that at some stage we're going to go to a vote, or that this actually really genuinely does progress for Territorians?
Yeah, I'm quietly confident about that, Katie. And the reason is, as I say, because we are a committee of five now that are working together for the betterment of Territorians on this issue. We know that there is limited time. Nobody wants us to be doing an inquiry for the next 3 years. Nobody also wants us to be doing a nonsense inquiry for 3 minutes. We found a happy middle ground where we're doing the best we can to gather some supplementary data and information to add to everything that we already have over many years, which also includes, of course, the independent expert panel report from last year, which is very much the basis of our inquiry. Yeah. We were asked to essentially look into that, look into the model that they were suggesting, go out and do some extra remote consultation, think about specific challenges for the NT, and then, if appropriate, move towards a solution, right? Some drafting instructions, a model bill. Now, to do those kind of things, what we need to do is juggle parallel processes. And that's why I'm on here talking to you about this today, rather than at the end of when everything is fixed up. That's why I'm lodging interim reports to the Parliament as we go, so that people have an idea of what we're doing. And I'm absolutely confident that we will be able to report back to the Attorney General and the House in September, and we will simply see where we're at that point. But, you know, this is an issue that takes time to implement in the real world, and so it's going to take a little bit of time after a report is generated, a model bill is before the House, but I'm confident that the government wants to move forward with this issue, and that's why they've asked us to do this work.
Tansel, it's a tough issue, right? Like, you Absolutely. And I have spoken about this before, but politically it's a tough one as well, in the sense that there's going to be people from, you know, there's going to be independents, there's going to be members of Parliament, there's going to be members of the opposition that all sort of disagree to different elements. Like, are you confident that the work that you and the remainder of the committee are doing is actually going to get us to a point where we can finally introduce voluntary assisted dying in the Northern Territory?
Well, my commitment to Territorians is this. I will engage in a thorough inquiry. I will produce a thorough report. We will, if appropriate, produce model provisions for a bill. And at that point, it's up to the government to decide how they want to proceed. The government, though, has made clear that if we get to that point, there will be a conscience vote on this matter. So at that point, it doesn't become a matter of what party you belong to. It becomes a matter for each individual member of parliament to think about where they sit on the issue and how they feel about a model bill, how their community feels about it, how their constituency feels about it. So, for example, I will be engaging in a broad survey of all of the members of Fong Lim over the month of August and September, asking my constituents, how do you feel about issues around voluntary assisted dying? So that if we get to a point where we need to talk about a bill, I'll be armed with the information to be able to say, well, my constituents feel this way, and I'll know how I feel about it, and on the balance of that, be able to make a sensible decision.
Well, and that's exactly, I think, what people expect their local member to do, is, engage with them to get a fair understanding of how they feel, and that's exactly what our local members are elected to do. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, well, look, I really appreciate your time this morning, and I look forward to receiving those updates. Tansel Rahman, the member for Fong Lim and also the chair of the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee, thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me again, Katie.
Thank you.